EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3B, Easy to Understand and Audio Description. Element 3, Technical Aspects. Other video, AD software, and interview. This is a video interview. During the interview, Professor Ensa Minutella will ask questions to Chris Dam. Ensa Minutella holds a PhD in Translation Studies from the University of Warwick. She is a researcher in English language and translation at the University of Torino, Italy, where she teaches translation and directs the MA in Audiovisual Translation, MAVTO. Her main research interests are audiovisual translation, the dubbing of animated films and of multilingual films, the influence of the English language on dubbed Italian, audio description and accessibility, the translation of humor, theater translation, film adaptation, and Shakespeare translation. Her most recent publications include two monographs, Recreating Language Identities in Animated Films, Dubbing Linguistic Variation, Palgrave 2021, and Reclaiming Romeo and Juliet, Italian Translations for Page, Stage and Screen, Rodopi 2013. Christoph Dam is a software developer and accessibility advisor. He has worked for 10 years at Masaryk University, Czech Republic, to support students with disabilities. Here, Chris developed a Polygraph Live transcription system for the hearing impaired students. A specialist in the creation of accessible materials, since 2011, Chris Dam has organized diverse accessibility services for live events and conferences, such as sign language interpretation, speech-to-text translation, orientation systems. For several years, Chris has been involved in providing and creating audio description services for movies, as well as for live theater plays, and has developed a desktop application, AD Author, to simplify this process. This video will focus on this application.
Hello, Chris. I would like to ask you some questions about AD Author. First of all, why have you developed this software?
Hello, Vincenza. AD Author, I started to develop mainly with the intention to help myself. Me as a visually impaired person, usually I find it very difficult to follow videos and multimedia content. And it is very difficult to find content which is already properly prepared for the use of by persons with visually impairment. And when you ask content providers why they do not include it, usually they add the answer because it is too complicated, because it is too expensive, because it is too much time consuming. And when I heard all of this one, I tried to figure out if there is a solution. And when I discovered that there is no already existing software solution, together with my previous employer, with the university and teachers working there, we tried to come up with workflows, how to make their multimedia content, what they are using during the teachers, during their lessons, how to make that accessible to students with disability. And when we made the research and when we tried to find ways how to make this kind of productions quick and painless, we discovered that nothing on the market is actually working, and especially not for the use of a teacher, for example, who can make this kind of preparations independently without the assistance of a technician or without the assistance of somebody who is making the recordings and so on. And this basically was the motivation for me to start developing this software.
Why do you think AD Author is useful?
Okay, AD Author, compared to other applications which are currently on the market, have the possibility that it is allowing the process of creating audio descriptions for any kind of production. So it is useful for the quick solution for a teacher who just wants to add something, who just wants to add accessibility or notifications or any kind of descriptions to their content, to their videos, without any kind of pre-knowledge in video editing, in any kind of recording skills. And in the same time, it is useful for bigger productions, for animation studios or video makers or YouTubers who usually invest much more time in creating their content and have also higher demand on quality. AD Author finds a compromise and finds methods for both of these requirements on the spectrum.
So it can be used by both trainers and professionals.
Exactly. So educators can just quickly create content without investing a lot of time and money and resources in making accessibility. And on the other side, bigger productions which want and insist on professional speakers, on professional recordings, they also can go this way. And AD Author offers the solution for both of them.
And also, I was also thinking, and that's how I use it, also for trainers, I mean, for lecturers who train audio describers as well.
Exactly. The system and the possibility of writing down a description, simply writing down text, and then using the speech synthesis and hearing the description and hearing it right within the video on the position without having the need of creating files, of making recordings and then adding it and then playing it on the right position. No, you just type in a text. The text is spoken by the synthesizer and you can hear right away what actually is the description. Gives the possibility also for students like your students to try to check and to see what's the impact. If I have a description of 5 sentences, I can actually hear that it is influencing and interfering the dialogues, for example. Or if it is a description which I'm not sure about, I can just type it in. I can play it to my colleague, and my colleague can say, yes, this is reasonable or no. I have no idea what the scene is about.
Perfect, yes. So can you tell us what the functions of AD Author are? That is, what can I do with it? You've just talked about, you've just mentioned the artificial voice, synthetic voice, can I also record my own voice?
Exactly. This goes in the way, as I said before, that we can start with a very simple thing, like for trainees, for example, like your students, using quick solutions like the synthesis to give immediate feedback. But in the same time, if you are like your own creator or YouTuber or somebody like this, and you want to add audio description or you want to add any kind of audio commentary to your content, you can record your own voice. You can follow the video. You can add, instead of a text, you can add the recording of your own voice. And in the same time, you have immediate feedback. And in the case you are a higher end production, a higher quality production, and you want to have the voice artist or some specific actor who is giving the commentary in your movies or in your documentary, for example, there's no problem at all to make the recordings directly by this professional, and you receive the recordings and you implement it into the video using AD Author directly without any kind of video editing or sound mixing necessary. AD Author, for example, has also the possibility that you can start with writing down as a professional audio describer. You write down the audio descriptions, you check it with the synthesis, and once you're completely satisfied with the written descriptions, you can export a script. And this script then is the basis for the professional voice actors to make the recordings. So you're starting to type the text, you're listening, you're checking, you're doing everything regarding the sense testing, user testing, for example. And just when you're completely sure about, then you send it to the recording and to the voice actors. And this saves you, of course, a lot of time and a lot of money.
Okay, and the script, I can export the script, and the script which is created already contains the time code, right?
Where, exactly.
The description, the professional voice talent can then start speaking the lines.
Yes, the script contains the audio description itself, but organized according to timestamps. You have the possibility not only to add purely the description, but you can add also additional information to the voice artist. So giving information about intonation or particular forms and ways of speaking. You can give additional information like which sentence or which phrase is coming before the actual description, so that the person who is making the recording can orient and can prepare the recording according to your requirements as the professional audio describer. So you have completely, you can concentrate on your specialization of being the audio describer, and the person who's making the recording can concentrate on his specialization, which is purely the dubbing, for example, or the reading of your audio description.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you very much. And now can we see, can you show us how to use AD Author?
Of course, I can show you a small project. Let's create a new project to identify the project. Let's provide a unique name. Choose the video file. Then you have the possibility to make some default settings for the synthesizer. Select a storage for your project. When you click on save, and you are ready to go. You are free to browse around the movie and find the right position for your audio description. Click the plus to add a description. Make the settings of your synthesizer and start to type the text. Click save. You can just follow and listen to your audio description you have just.
Una lettera scritta in braille mi offre una nuova opportunità.
The same works if you want to create an audio description with your own recording, not using the synthesizer. But you click again the plus, you select the chapter for recording, you make your recording, and once you're done, you click save, and the audio description is added.
I miei primi passi a bordo per aprire la porta per andare sotto coperta e prepararmi.
You can add audio descriptions also by professional voice actors. Click again the plus button, choose your audio file, and save it.
Sono Andrea Cionna, atleta paralimpica cieco, e la vela è il mio sport.
You can export your project as video files with mixed audio, as video files with selective audios for original sound or for the audio description soundtrack, and you can export it also as a script.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you very much, Vincenza.
All the pictures used in this presentation come from the public domain Vectors website, which gathers hundreds of royalty-free vector images under the Creative Commons Universal Public Domain Dedication license. This video was prepared by Enza Minutella from the University of Turin, Italy, and Chris Dam, software developer and creator of AD Author. The video was produced and subtitled by Elisa Perego, Angelica De Marchis, and Laura Marini from Università degli Studi di Trieste. The narrator was Annalisa Navetta. You can reach Elisa Perego at eperego@units.it.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.